now, as world leaders continue to meet in Egypt for COP27, we've decided to take a look at some of the issues on the African agenda. One of those issues is a crude oil pipeline crossing 1,400 kilometres of the continent. In September, the European Union adopted an emergency resolution to try to stop the development, citing environmental consequences and human rights violations. But East African leaders insist it will go ahead. In the first of a three-part series, Amy Nyirietha now reports on the controversial project from Tanzania.
I think it is important for us, as mainly young people, to come at the front lines because of the warnings we're getting from institutions like the UN that are warning us that we have a responsibility to decarbonize and keep the temperatures below 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Hilary Taylor is a human rights and climate activist. He says the East African Crude Oil Project, or ECOP, which would be ready for its first extraction in 2025, would be comparable to another pandemic for East Africa.
The pipeline is traversing through four water bodies, mainly rivers. If any spillage happens, it means that people will not be able to drink clean and safe drinking water. And it means also the fish will be dying. ECOP is a disaster. And for us, we say that it is a climate bomb that we cannot allow to detonate in our country. If ECOP goes ahead, it will be like another Dutch disease in Uganda.
However, for many, the economic potential of ECOP far outweighs the environmental impact, which they say will be minimal. While the pipeline will only traverse two countries, Tanzania and Uganda, supporters argue that the benefits will be felt by many other East African nations.
My full name is Ellison Karuhanga, and I'm a member of the Uganda Chamber of Mines and Petroleum. Uganda is a landlocked country. A lot of the equipment that will come in for the building of the pipeline through the port of Mombasa in Kenya. With the case of Uganda and Tanzania, it's likely to double our GDPs within the next 5 years. The energy security that will come from the refinery is likely to serve Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, parts of Southern Sudan, parts of Rwanda, parts of Burundi. It is a project that has serious ripple effects across this region and has a very limited environmental footprint, and is being conducted in the most responsible manner. We must understand that we are at different levels in our energy transition journey.
The project is reportedly estimated to emit around 34 million metric tons of carbon dioxide each year, a figure which Ellison and the Ugandan and Tanzanian governments insist is grossly overestimated. He's convinced that individuals who are campaigning against the project have their own agenda, and suggests that the EU Parliament, whose resolution is not legally binding, is operating out of an ivory tower.
Stopping us while the British, who are actually the chairs of COP26, are issuing 100 licenses on the North Sea. We are seeing Germany returning to coal, It reminds me of that old story in the scripture of the rich man who had a guest and went and took his poor neighbor's lamb and slaughtered it. We cannot continue being the poor neighbor.
I put that point to young climate activist Hilary Taylor, but he insists that many of the employment opportunities will be snapped up by expats, as two major shareholders are foreign oil corporations from China and France.
We want sustainable and secure jobs. We cannot go in for jobs that will be mainly bringing in expatriates. The only thing they're caring about is maximization of profits. So we cannot go in for temporary jobs as a vulnerable, poor country that is already facing adverse effects of climate change does not need a deadly pipeline in our country.
That report was from Amy Nyirietha in Tanzania, and Amy will have another report for us from Africa on Monday morning. The time's 16 minutes to 8.